this week in Delaware County. Community Affairs radio program produced by the Woof Boom Radio Group. I'm Steve Lindell. I'm the host of the show. And one of my favorite guests of all time is in the room with me right now. You're laughing because Mike Rhodes has heard me say that about other guests as well. His office adjoins one of our studios. He hears me do many of these interviews firsthand, even before they air. He's the editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com. Michael, good to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Steve. We're going to celebrate a little bit today because this is our fourth year of operation. We launched Muncie Journal 4 years ago today.
Fantastic. Happy birthday. You don't look a day over four, I guess.
Thank you. We're no longer toddlers. We're preschools.
See, those that are on Facebook, you'll want to recount something. You may have seen something that Mike Rhodes posted over the weekend. He asked something to the effect, Mike, once someone goes beyond three and turns four, they are no longer a toddler, and you asked, what are they?
What do you call that?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Did you get any interesting answers?
Yeah, I got a number of them.
Tell me, so, this is going
to
be great.
So a baby is 0 to 12 months. So that was our first year.
Okay.
So a toddler was year 1 through 3.
Okay.
So now that we're four, we are called preschoolers. We're preschoolers.
Preschoolers.
And unfortunately, we're going to be a preschooler for year 5, too.
I see.
So we don't get to be a child until 6 to 11 years.
Oh, okay, that's a child.
And then adolescent 12 to 18. So I don't know how many millions of stories that would be by the time we're 18. But
at what point does a child just become trouble? You know, because at what age do we just term a child as just trouble? Because that's what I thought when you were asking
I think at birth, maybe.
I think
probably.
That really is accurate.
For some people.
Okay, so 4 years into it, what's your favorite thing about MuncieJournal.com, Mike?
Well, I've always enjoyed working on this project, and the community has been so responsive and just loves it. And so the feedback we get from them, we love. A lot of interesting stories, so to sort of... not really to celebrate, but since we launched 4 years ago, we're launching a new thing that I've been working on for a long time today, which is called Downtown Muncie Explore the Original.
All right.
And that just now posted. So
all right.
Just now posted. Inside there, you'll find 20 articles of different downtown businesses and organizations. And there's a lot of information there, and I guarantee you that you'll learn at least one thing that you didn't know, probably a lot more.
So give us a tutorial. When they go into MuncieJournal.com today, they will see probably a graphic and some entry page thing, and then they're going to see a list of 20 different pieces and parts or whatever. Give us the step-by-step, why don't you?
Yes. So if you go to MuncieJournal.com, we'll be leaving this up as our featured piece throughout the week.
Okay.
You click on that story, and then much like Facebook, where you scroll down the page, you will see story after story after story after story.
A full 20. Yeah, right.
Yep. So what you would do then is just click on the title or the picture of each story, and then you can read that article. To get back to the main page, you would click the back button on your browser.
Got it. So don't close your browser. Just click the back button.
Back button.
And then you'll be back to the list of 20 pictures and headlines, and you can read another one or so on.
Since this is kind of a holiday week and people are traveling, you know, if you're kind of bored in your car and you've got your phone, this would be an excellent time to read these articles.
If you're a passenger, folks, if you're driving, don't be Muncie journaling.
No texting and driving or looking. And I'm to blame for that.
So. How about for sharing purposes? We encourage people when they're reading something like this on MuncieJournal.com to share it to their social networks.
Right. This main special section that includes the 20 articles that you scroll down, at the very bottom of that page, and it's a long one, there's a social sharing buttons where you can share the entire 20 at once. Mm-hmm. Or you can click on each individual story, and at the bottom, there's a social sharing button. So we encourage everyone to, you know, find an article, find the whole series, share those so folks can, you know, learn more about these businesses and organizations. One other thing that we've done is if you're looking at the Muncie Journal on a computer, immediately to the right on the homepage, we've added this as a sticky. So it will always be there on the homepage on the right right side.
Be easier to find if another story comes up, and it will, on MuncieJournal.com that would replace it on the featured, the first thing you see, folks.
Right.
Right there on the right side, the sticky is what Mike Rhodes is calling it, will be an easy way to navigate in to the whole page. We've got some minutes left in the segment. What are maybe a couple of the nuggets that you can think of maybe things that you learned about some of these businesses, these features, these places with downtown Muncie from your work here?
I did. We have a feature on the Barking Cow of Muncie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to see how that business got together, how it was pulled together, probably different than what you think. An interesting thing about them is they source a lot of their ingredients from local Muncie businesses. So for their strawberry shortcake, which is huge and very good,
okay.
The cake portion comes from Concannon's. Their meat articles come from Fisher Meats.
Okay.
So an interesting thing about them is there's a secret parking lot that I wrote about that people don't know about that's free. So if there's no parking on Walnut, you need to read that story to find out how you can get into the secret parking lot right in the back of their business.
MuncieJournal.com. The secret is there. What are some other nuggets you can think of, some of these other stories that you wrote about?
We have an article that is one individual who owns two different businesses down in downtown Muncie. I'm
trying to think of who that would be, just from
and,
my mind.
I'll just let folks look for that one.
That's a good tease.
Interestingly, though, Steve Lindell is featured.
I am
in the Muncie Journal Downtown Muncie Explorer section
because
we are featuring inside of the City of Muncie article.
Mm.
The Moving Forward video that you narrated and Mr. Overby.
Roger Overby. Oh, good. Great.
So let's see. One thing I want to really make sure that I say today is that we so much appreciate our founding partners of this project, because without them, we would not exist.
Mm-hmm.
First Merchants Bank, Ball Hospital, Ontario Systems Mutual Bank, the George and Francis Ball Foundation. These folks really have brought the Muncie Journal to Muncie. And there's one other interesting thing that I wanted to mention.
Okay.
Even though we publish articles strictly about Muncie and Delaware County, every single day we get views from across the country.
Yeah.
Even stories that we've published 6 months ago, every day I get up and I see in my analytics what people are looking at, and they're from
everywhere,
all over the place. It doesn't necessarily mean that they used to live in Muncie and are checking us out because it's Muncie.
Yeah.
It's too there's more randomness to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really interesting. So that's kind of something, and that's kind of what we wanted to have people look at Muncie on the outside and see the positive things that were happening.
To see
the
total portrayal of the community in both the information and the fun and the moving forward. You talk about the section itself about downtown Muncie, and you're a forever Muncie guy, a long timer like me.
I am.
The difference today in downtown Muncie from 15 years ago, it's dramatic.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
And you know, there are a lot of things that we didn't cover out of our 20-hour articles, but for example, Accutech is moving their operation across from the Barking Cow, actually. That's going to be wonderful. It's going to bring a lot of people downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware Dynamics just announced that they're growing and expanding. So, downtown Muncie and Muncie as a whole is on the move.
MuncieJournal.com. He is Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief of that great publication and the new Explore Downtown section is up and running. Any last thoughts before we wrap up, Mike, or have we covered it all?
We will share this article later. We will share it to our Facebook page, Muncie Journal Facebook page, and also on our Muncie Journal Twitter account. So you can find this article there. But please, look on it, click on it, read the articles, and share it.